The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. CBS's Steve Hartman heard about two city workers in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, who were digging a path through the snow that appeared to lead nowhere.
So why, then, have these two city workers been sneaking off on their own to shovel a walkway no one really needs to walk on?
It turns out there's a pretty good reason. More after this from Charlie. It's been a tough winter in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, hard enough just keeping the streets open, which is why CBS's Steve Hartman wanted to find out why Jared Ebert and Kevin Schultz have made it their business to clear a path to an empty park bench.
Did you know what he was doing there?
Kind of put it together.
His devotion is that strong that he still comes when he can't make it to the bench even.
But talking about Bud Caldwell, Jared and Kevin noticed that no matter how hard it snowed, Bud would try to make it to that bench every day with a flower. And when they saw the dedication on the bench, they realized why. It's dedicated to Betty Caldwell. The two had been married for 55 years. And she loved a certain song.
I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear.
So when he lost her a couple years ago, after 55 years of marriage, he got a bench in her memory and started taking her daisies every day he could. He thought no one was noticing. So imagine his surprise.
Yeah, one day I pulled up there and there's the walk shovel.
Some intuition, be it divine or otherwise, says, you know, this is why you're here, to help one another.
Good afternoon, dear. Here's your daisy. See you tomorrow, Munchkin. Love you. Always did. Always will.
I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day.
I'll love you until
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.